said you hallelujah. Ooh. Girl said you hallelujah. Ooh. Girl said you hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. My name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. The kicker, Mason Crosby, is in the house. What's up,
I'm
Mason?
I'm here.
Tell everybody about the hat you're wearing today.
Oh, the Bushwood Country
it.
Club hat.
Love
yeah,
it.
You know, like just rocking that, you know, dreaming of golf.
You are always styling. You are always styling and profiling. You're wearing a t-shirt today. Is it like you got a heat wave going on? What's going on?
It's a little warm in here. So, right. Yeah, it's. I think we got 65 degrees happening. It's a little cloudy, but, you know, got my No-Fro Brew Company shirt on. So,
nice.
Some friends of ours, they actually are a big sponsor of my soccer team in England. Yeah.
We are down to 40 today, but it rained overnight.
Ooh, that's
so
not bad.
So, literally, Little Rumble walks out of the house today, and we park our cars outside, and they've been dirty for like a month. And the rain washed them off. She's like, oh my gosh, that's what our cars look like.
That's what they look
hilarious.
Like.
It's great. It's like, yeah, well, hey,
I saw golf courses. Some courses
yesterday,
are open in Wisconsin. Okay, yesterday.
It was like 56 degrees yesterday.
That's the best.
Today's back to like 40 and rainy.
Okay.
But still, we'll take 40 and rainy in January.
For sure.
Yeah.
I got sick every offseason that I lived up there. I'd always go out that first day whenever it was 40 and like sleeting.
Got it.
And I'd come home. And Molly's like, why do you do this? I'm like, because I'm ridiculous and I'm committed to the game of golf.
Yeah, you are. You love the game. All right.
I love the game.
Speaking of the game of basketball and the NBA, Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel beat reporter for our Milwaukee Bucks, joins us now. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning. You know what, Mason? I feel you. It is 60 down here in San Antonio, and when I get these winter road trips, oh, yeah, shoes and balls are getting packed. I mean, you have to.
Exactly.
You have to.
Yeah, you got to do it. So do you take the clubs or are you a renter? Do you just rent clubs on the road?
Yeah, I'm a renter. Unfortunately, flying commercial, you got to connect everywhere out of Milwaukee. So I don't
want to risk
sure
it.
I'm sure all the airlines are great, but those the real ones are going to stay home. I'll have to rent and just deal with what I get.
I've played a lot down there. Where are you trying to play in San Antonio?
So it's honestly, Mason, it's usually just whatever. I put a pin in wherever the hotel is because it's just sort of whatever's close to the hotel and or arenas.
Yeah.
So I'm a Muni guy. I will just go wherever there's a tee time. So there's no place in particular. It's
okay.
Just sort of what can I get to in short order?
Go where the wind takes you. I love that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love that. I know. I'm a weirdo too. I'll play golf by myself. Like I have no issues just getting out on the course. That's when I can actually work on course, like on my game. It's like when
exactly.
I'm by myself.
With no judgment, right?
Yeah, you can drop another ball, do the stuff, and then like, you know, if you go out there and you throw a bad score out, then you're just like, yeah, no one was there to witness it. Like, we'll just move on from that one. That was practice and I hit multiple golf balls.
That's awesome. Can Victor Wembanyama, is he too tall? Like to play golf? Is it too like? Is
oh
it like
goodness,
watching a
yeah.
giraffe play golf? Like, is that just too awkward?
So Mason would know this. Well, actually, Mason's like an average size, you know, super athlete. But what I learned, so
super athlete.
Thunder, thank you for that.
Yeah, look, hey, you are top 1% of all people who've ever, you know, played a sport.
It's true.
Let's be honest here. So, but what I learned, Mitch, was interesting. So I got to know the people who run Wolfson Golf down in Chicago pretty well in a previous lifetime. And they had kept, like, famous sets of clubs throughout the years. And obviously they fitted the Bulls. And Jordan, Pippen, Stacey King. So, okay, these guys are 6'6", 6'8", 7 feet. And what they found out was if you bend at the waist and you have your arms, Scottie Pippen, I believe, was like a stock.
Their arms are so long.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. All right.
So it
I didn't know.
Because someone's seven feet tall, it may not matter. It just depends on all the angles and things like that.
I love that. Yeah, that's I love talking golf. I could talk golf forever. And I love honestly like I love big guys and like tall guys golf swings. Like they're just so like fluid and long and they just like I wish I could have that crisp and like good of a swing of like a tall, long armed person. Like my arms are a little shorter, So I get over the ball, but I can still move it around pretty good. But let's dive into basketball now. I know Mitch has all kinds of questions about his Bucks, but how you feeling about this the Bucks team right now? Coming off the West Coast run, they're playing San Antonio. Wimby's hot, the talk of the NBA right now. How you feeling about this team right now?
Yeah, look, guys, I'll be honest. I mean, they don't need to win today. That I don't want to put that out there, but they kind of do in the sense
they
of
kind of do
to go 2-2 on this trip. Look, the Spurs are a competitive bad team, right? Like they're a little bit under 500, but they have lost a handful in a row. The Blazers, yes, have been hot. They're 6-1, but they're a lottery team, and the Bucks lost there. This team's under 500 on the road, guys. And if you're going to win, if you're going to try to convince me that Giannis, Dame, Chris, Doc, okay, they can make a run in the Eastern Conference Finals, that means they're going to have to win one or two road games a series in Boston, in Cleveland, in New York. And if you can't beat Portland, if you can't beat San Antonio on the road, what confidence should I have that you're going to go to the Boston Garden and handle business in a game 7? Yeah, so, if they lose tonight, is it the end of the world? No. They can rip off 3-4 wins, 5 wins before the All-Star break, and we'll feel good about it in terms of their overall record. But I think at some point, the sample size here is too big, at least for this team on the road. Win tonight, and then when you go on the road next week, the OKC game on Monday, guys, I think is a bad schedule situation for the Bucks. The NBA didn't do them any favors with a home road back-to-back. That's a little unfair. But next week, then go to Atlanta and win. Go to Charlotte and win. Get to 500 and
win the games road. You're supposed to win, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us on the Mason Crosby Show.
My question, and obviously a lot of talk about Wimby and how he's playing, and obviously just his, his size and his length and all of that. How do you guard a guy like Wimby? What's the strategy for this Bucks team against a player like Wimby with his length and the things that he can do on the court?
I'm still looking forward to tonight, and Bucks fans should definitely tune in, Mason, because it's a great question. And the Bucks have one of the other aliens roaming the planet, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, and having a 7-footer who can match the 7-foot-4 guy, both in athleticism, both in being able to get out above the 3-point line and defend 1-on-1, to go into the paint and challenge that guy down there on both ends of the court. No one else in basketball has that. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo and Victor Wembanyama. And last year, look, go back to Fiserv Forum earlier this season, Wemby's first turn to Milwaukee. And yeah, there's the famous picture now of A.J. Green, defending Wemby in the nail, and Wemby couldn't get around him. And AJ's 6'4", but he's a tree trunk, right? And so Victor's still at that stage, guys, where he's still a lot of lean muscle and maybe not a lot of
physicality of the NBA.
He's still a little too skinny.
Yeah.
So right now, some of the Bucks' physicality could probably, I don't want to say handle him, but at least make it tough. But when it comes to that 1-on-1 stuff around the rim, you've got 7-1 Brook Lopez and 7-foot Giannis. And that defense can start above the 3-point line down to the rim. And it's just they have what it takes to make Victor's night really difficult. But also conversely, Victor is unafraid. And I will say that, guys, that young man is – if Giannis is going to dunk on his head, he's going to go down the other way and try to do it to Giannis. And that just raises the level of both of those guys. It'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Well, and Jim, we saw it in the first game in Milwaukee. The second that game started, Giannis's intensity, which is always intense, was amped up an extra level. You saw that he wanted, he took it personally that Wemby's the new face of the NBA and the new international face of the NBA. Well, Giannis is still here, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny because Giannis, we've heard him speak for over a decade now, guys, and he'll always say, well, I don't I don't think about that stuff. I don't really watch these other guys. And then, yeah, I mean, actions speak louder than words. And their game here last year in San Antonio, guys, I went to practice yesterday, and so I'm in an Uber back and forth. And the Uber driver was talking about that game last year still.
Really?
And wow. It just how those two guys went back and forth. It was the best game, individual one-on-one game I saw last year as well. And so you're right, Mitch. I think Giannis, he won't say it, but again, actions speak louder. He plays that way for sure.
All right, real quick, do we have any updates on A.J. Green and or Bobby Portis?
So Bobby's still dealing with this family issue. It is personal reasons, Mitch, and for fans, I know this time of year.
Right, we all are conspiracy theorists. We think it's trade rumors,
no,
right?
This is, I can say, like, the what is up for Bobby to tell us, but they have been pretty emphatic with us sort of behind the scenes that it is, he is at home dealing with some family issues, and that's most important there.
Yeah,
AJ Green went through practice yesterday, but Doc Rivers told me it wasn't enough to know if he can go tonight, so he'll be sort of game time decision with that left quad strain.
Yeah, and like what you said, like as you kind of painted the picture of, you know, Giannis is 7 feet tall. But like if you look at Wembanyama, just like how big, like, and like how skinny he is, like he looks like he is, you know, a foot taller than everybody else.
Yeah.
Just, I think it's just because of how lean he is. And I think you hit it right on the head that he needs to get that, you know, like Giannis did, like as he, you know, got his build and his, like, his body built up to like handle the rigors of the NBA season and like the physicality that you have to deal with in the paint and all the stuff. Like it's a, you know, it's a different game than the international game can be at times. So yeah, that was, I love that take on, you know, just when you say Giannis is 7 feet tall, like when you look at him side by side, like you almost like it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, Vic makes Brooke and Giannis look like regular NBA players. That
right.
And what's interesting, guys, too, Mitch, this is also your point of Giannis's sort of ramping up and getting excited for this type of matchup. Vic wants it. I think that is a question a lot of times when guys come out of the draft 18, 19, 20 years old. It's like, okay, where's the quote-unquote love of the game, or what do they want, or what's the goals here? Like Vic has come out and said, no, I want to be the best player. I want to win 8 straight DPOYs and end all conversations of Hakeem or David Robinson or Rudy Gobert. Like, who's the best defensive big? So here's a kid who you know, wants to put in that work. Now, when Giannis was growing up in Milwaukee, guys, I mean, he didn't have that hype. He very quietly went about working on his body and working right on his game. He sort of was given the ability to do it, I don't want to say in the shadows, but sort of out of the spot. He was allowed to grow. And Mason, to your point, how we started this conversation, Giannis was hitting a couple balls around, you know, by himself and doing the stuff that maybe he doesn't do now, but he had to learn, right? Well, Vic's in the spotlight, which will make his development that much more interesting as time goes on.
Well, we teased it a little bit. I mean, with Bobby dealing with family stuff but the, you know, trade deadline coming up and everything, like we got to talk, like do you envision, do you see anything happening with this Milwaukee Bucks team in the trade world as the deadline approaches?
So you give John Horst his credit as being a magician with pulling things out every year. So I will say, Mason and Mitch and the fans, that there's always a chance. The Bucks are involved in these conversations with, you know, moving potentially Chris, Bobby, or Pat in terms of salary. Like, that's not news. This is not reporting that those guys will get traded. It's just the what I mean by that is there's only certain guys that can be traded
those
from
the
Bucks.
Those are the only options, yeah.
Those are the only options. Just money-wise, all these rules, we're not going to bore fans with that. However, the Bucks aren't the only team with these restrictions. 30% of the league guys are in one of the aprons. So that means that they have restrictions. And then you've got another half a dozen to 10 teams that have their own other restrictions internally, be it the luxury tax or they're hard capped. And so yes, something could happen. Yes, John Horst is trying to tinker. He always does. It's just so complicated. So on one hand, guys, if they just trade DeLon Wright for a different backup point guard, you know, like they did Pat Bev for campaign last break. If they find a taker for Marjan Beauchamp, I could see a small, low-level, is this really going to help us win a title move? Probably not, but maybe it helps us get through the rest of the season. Sure.
Just a little boost, yeah.
Yeah, the big, big move, I guess, again, anything's possible. It just seems right now, guys, like there are so many moving parts. You're talking of 3, 4, 6 teams that have to get involved in these things, and that's just so, so hard to do.
Jim Ozarski, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us on the Mason Crosby Show. So any minor tinkering, is there any way that they pull out, you know, not one of these 4 or 5 teamers, but is there any way, like, you know, a little one-for-one, a backup for a backup, or just like a spot that they need some more depth at this, you know, as the trade deadline looks? A week away?
I wouldn't be surprised if we see that. It's just because, look, and again, it would be that changes scenery trade. So I bring up DeLon Wright. Okay, John Horst went 2 for 3 in his offseason signings. Trent and Prince have been great. DeLon Wright clearly either can't play or they don't think he can. So, but maybe there's that same kind of guy in some other city, whether he's a point guard, whether maybe he's another big man, you know, and it's just, well, this guy doesn't play for us. Your guy doesn't play for you. Let's just change. Let's see if different coach, different city makes it work, right? I think something like that could happen because clearly, guys, look, if they could have traded Marjan for a second-round pick, that would have been done months ago, right? Like, that doesn't exist. So I think you're right, Mitch. It would be sort of that low-level ancillary move that could be a home run, but you're just sort of looking for, you know, more depth or more ability because, look, DeLon Wright does not play for this team unless Dame is hurt. And Dame is very durable, but but maybe they're looking for a different option there that make, you know, a guy who could play even while Dame is healthy.
Hey, I'll tell you this much. I'm glad I'm not an accountant or like the you know, the guy trying to figure this out in the NBA world. That is a convoluted, like, crazy structure that they have on how to deal with this. But I know the NBA has, like, don't they have like a system or an app where fans can go and like kind of create their own you know, 18 team trade that they can like get the player that they want. So
It is. I mean, it is handy. I think there's a couple sites that have that. But what's funny, though, guys, well, it's not funny, I guess, is for the Bucks in particular, those rules, yeah, the trade machines can be handy, and maybe they'll stop a trade like, oh, that's not allowed by the rules. But actually, there are some loopholes within those rules, like it's that don't show up in these trade machines. So, yeah, it's definitely a very convoluted thing. Why they did this, I don't know. I mean, Mason, you've been through CBAs and whatnot. I know the NFL's caps and taxes are fluid, I would say.
Yeah.
Leagues and teams, like, literally, you make this up. This, like, you create your own rules. Why the NBA did this, to make it so difficult, I don't know.
Exactly, right? Right. That's crazy.
To drive us all insane, I think. Like, we want to make it so complicated that no fans will understand it. Most media members won't understand it. Even our capologists in the NBA won't understand it. Here, have fun.
All right. Hey, before we let you go, Jim, really appreciate you jumping on first. This is Jim Ozarski. I looked up in San Antonio. I was going to give you a suggestion for some golf courses if you hadn't already played one. If you haven't, the Quarry is a great golf course. So I've played there before. I believe Willow Springs is decent. And then if you really want to venture out and get some really one, the Hyatt Hill Country Resort or, you know, the JW Marriott TPC course is unbelievable. But gonna be a little, the Quarry is pretty close to downtown. So yeah, if you're looking for a place, check it out. From a Texas boy, you know, I love golf down there. So have fun. Enjoy your time in Texas, and let's hope this Bucks team comes home with a win.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mason. Mitch, thank you guys so much. Speak soon.
You bet. Absolutely. Have fun down there. You know, I don't know. What do you say? Defend the Alamo? Like,
Remember the Alamo.
Remember the Alamo. There we go.
Remember the Alamo.
God, I'm old.
Oh, I know.
Oh, boy.
Remember, I was just down there in December.
That's right. You were. I've never been to San. I've never done San Antonio.
It's so much fun, man. The Riverwalk is great.
Is it amazing?
Oh, you would love it. Yeah. Yeah, y'all should go.
Good eating, right? Good food.
Oh, such, yeah, great food. It's just a beautiful, like, walk along the river. You can take the little boat rides. There's restaurants just right on the water. So, I disrespected Tommy and didn't take him with me to babysit the kids. But
he cried all weekend, Mason.
I know.
He cried all weekend.
That one hurt. We'll take a trip together sometime, guys. Like, nice. We'll do something fun.
You know where we could take a trip? Vegas, college basketball championships? Heck yeah. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app today, log in, and listen to The Fan or any participating Odyssey station. Listen each day for a minimum of an hour for your daily entry. Prizes? Yeah, big prizes. Travel and accommodations for four to Las Vegas. Stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Fan today.
Keep listening, man. That's a great one.
Amazing.
Can't wait to see who wins that one.
I'm serious. Like, every time I read it, I'm like, all right, I quit for the month.
I know. Let's go to Vegas. Yeah. Let's party.
It's Mason's $20,000. He doesn't know that yet.
Yeah, exactly. It's coming straight out of my pockets.
Love that. No. But we do want to join you. Like, if we get a local Milwaukee listener or somebody listening on The Fan, our arms could be twisted, right?
For sure.
Yep. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. This is the Mason Crosby Show, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fannin Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We've got lots to come up. We're going to continue a little talking about Wemby, like what a freak he is, unbelievable. And looking at, like, I know Ozarski did it, but we'll look a little bit, not just tonight, but what the Bucks have coming up this weekend. And Saturday night, there's a huge basketball game in Milwaukee. It's National Marquette Day, Marquette taking on UConn. We will look at that game a little bit as well before the top of the hour. This is the Mason Crosby Show.
Oh, yeah.